Chance of that overnight patch is a 5. It might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night and Saturday with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday. Some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers. The highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Clay and Huck for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Clay and Huck want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Clay and Huck for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now let's go live and direct to Clay and Huck for Liberty or Lockdown.
Hey, 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 it's good to be back, guys, after being absent last week. Welcome to Liberty or Lockdown. I'm Clay.
I'm Huck.
And Dave.
And we actually have a special guest today. We have... Actually, they're off. Hold on 1 second. So we have...
Dave and Jacques.
Dave and Jacques here.
Dave's not here, man.
All right, there we go. And
Jacques
yeah.
is.
Jacques. All right. So we actually have a great show going on today. And before we get into the show, we're going to do a little tribute to our good friend Rush Limbaugh. But before we get into that, we want to let you guys know there's two things coming up we want you guys to be part of. First of all, the Freedom Social Network, guys. It's an awesome network. If you want to check it out, you can go to myfreedomsocialnetwork.com. Sign up. It's free to join. It's a true free speech social network.
We platform.
Promise you. And it's a platform, exactly. Yeah. And we promise you, we will not silence you.
Yeah.
And also, next Wednesday at 9 a.m. at the Jefferson Parish Council meeting on the West Bank over at the courthouse, come to the council meeting, guys. We need you there.
Patriots.
We need patriots there to support, to come and speak out against just Jefferson Parish council members and the parish president going rogue.
Overreach of power.
Exactly. And so we're going to get right in and jump right into our tribute.
What about our fair?
Oh, yes, yes, about, yes. Yeah. Almost forgot about that. Give me 1 second to
What's
pull it up.
What's the date on it?
March 13th.
March 13th.
And it's over at... I don't remember the address. I'm drawing.
It's we'll on get Jefferson that. Highway.
It's on Jefferson Highway in front of Dickie's and Augie's Barbecue. I'll get that address.
Right, it was
for you
rained
guys.
Out, so we have a new date.
Yes, it's our Spring Fling and Craft Show. Guys, we want you to come out and join. It's going to be a fun day.
That was a good call to cancel it because it was really cold and windy
here
that day.
Here it is. Saturday, March 13th, 6005 Jefferson Highway. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. For information, call 504-339-7041. 504-339-7041.
Come on.
We got our guy. He's back. So, guys, I was out last week. We had our Valentine's Day thing. Of course, you heard Crazy Clay's Valentine's Day.
How'd it go?
It was insane. It was an insane. The weather. But we had fun. And so I just could not... I had so much going on. There was just no possible way for me to be here and there and at all my locations. So we wound up having to move and close one of our locations down and move the merchandise to our main location. So let's get to our tribute legend. To Rush Limbaugh, the legend. And Huck has a few words she wants to say about him.
Well, we just want to pay honor to him, right? He's a legend. Rush Limbaugh dies at age 70 yesterday, February 17, 2021. He was a man of faith, a strong believer in God, family, and country. He became the first national radio host in 1988, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he was our Johnny Carson of radio.
Yes, he was.
Yes, yeah. He was every man's radio. Like, he would promote people to become what they didn't think they could be.
Correct.
He was instrumental in Levin.
And he did it with half his brain tied behind his back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They say he was self-taught, that this didn't come from education. It came from a self-taught man.
Correct.
The only reason what we have AM radio today is because of Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
Yeah. And he also saved FM radio, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He was a great teacher, a trailblazer, a great patriot, the Babe Ruth of all radio. Yes?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think so. Right. So, and if y'all remember February 4th, 2020, Capitol Hill, when Trump honored him and Melania, and they put a medal on him. Do you remember seeing that?
Yes, President Trump gave him.
Wasn't that the same day that Nancy Pelosi tore up the papers behind him?
Exactly.
I think so, yeah.
It made them just furious
anyway, so we honored him with a medal on that day. Rush Limbaugh taught us how to stand up to the left.
Yes.
He did.
Yes.
He showed us how to fight against injustices and for our Constitution. He was huge on the Constitution.
Rush is a big part of why I do what I do on the radio. I've listened to Rush most of my life. And, so I wanted to be like Rush Limbaugh. And so, you know, he's what I wanted to be when I grow up. And, hey, I'm growing up now. Look. Hey, thank you, Rush.
You haven't made it yet. You still have some work to do.
Yeah. Well, we're here.
He loved America. He loved America beyond measures.
Mm-hmm.
He really did. And it showed in his work. If you have to be authentic, he wanted you to be that. He taught you how to be an authentic person. He wanted you to be you. When you did radio, he would pick up on people who would be themselves.
Correct.
And not someone else. He was the Thomas Paine of our time. What do you think of that? He was self-taught, like I mentioned, and he created National Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. He was a man without children, yet he was great with children.
Exactly. And so, Rush Limbaugh, we want to thank you for what you've done over the years. And again, you're my inspiration of why I'm here and doing what
hero.
I'm doing and fighting for our country.
That is a true hero.
Exactly. He's definitely a true hero. Not everybody can fight with the gun out on the battle lines. But guess what? We're fighting for our country here.
Yeah.
And Rush
bringing
did
truth.
That. Rush was a warrior. He was a patriot. He was a freedom fighter, and he fought for your rights just over the airways. And
able to speak, free speech.
Exactly. It completely. And so, and that's what we're doing here with Liberty of Lockdown, guys. We're your patriots. Health-wise, I couldn't join the military. But, you know, a way to serve my country is to educate and get out on the airways and exercise my First Amendment right and just let people know what's going on and giving you the truth. And that's what this is about.
Anything else on Rush Limbaugh?
I kind of grew up on Rush. My mom would listen to Rush a lot. You know, I didn't really get involved in politics until probably the late 2000s when I really started paying attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rush, the mysterious voice you're hearing is Jacques.
What Rush really did was he brought out a new format and he gave the talk radio format. He birthed it. And everybody owes their success to Rush. Howard Stern, right. Joe Rogan, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, they all built off of what Rush did.
Right.
And I found the majority of people that I follow through Rush Limbaugh. You know, I found Mark Levin through Rush Limbaugh and through Sean Hannity.
Correct.
And one of the jobs I've had during my life was doing delivery for electrical supplies, and I would drive, you know, up and down Louisiana highways, bringing stuff all over southern Louisiana, and most of it took place during Rush's show. So I would be listening to Rush, I'd be listening to Hannity, just on the radio, and it was like, man, this isn't bad, you know, like I could do this. And you know, my listening to Rush fell off the last few years, but when I tuned in, it's always the same guy, the same poignant, the same brilliant Rush, who is able to take these sometimes very complex things and bring it down to a level anyone can understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was his gift. You know, he said, talent on loan from God, in my terrible
I love that
impersonation. And sadly, that talent is back in God's hands, but maybe he'll dispense that.
Well,
right, so he's passed the baton
to some others.
And that's where we
are. Time for us to pick up the baton and run with it.
And that's what we're doing here with Liberty of Lockdown. We are taking the baton, and we're going to run with it. And we're going to bring a lot of good news to you guys. And we've got some things in the some things cooking in the kitchen for you guys. Things, the best has yet to come with Liberty of Lockdown. So guys, go out, grab yourself a cup of coffee, get ready to come back. We're going to take a break, and we'll see you in just a couple of seconds.
I'm going to stand and fight. The government is out of control. They're taking freedoms away. So send the message, I've had enough. We the people say.
Hi, my name's Martha Huckabee. I'm the president of the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. We're holding a membership drive Friday, February 19th at Andrea's Restaurant in Metairie from 11 to 1. Call 985-722-7530 or email wrcno2016@gmail.com. Annual dues, $40. We meet every third Friday. Lunch costs $37. Our purpose is to establish a place for conservative Republicans to educate themselves and to support good candidates. Let's continue fighting for our Constitutional Republic.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speak in easy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi there, Cindy Clark here. Join me Mondays at 7 p.m. for Dinner Time Table Talk about good food, goodwill, and good news. Relax and get insight from well-known faith and community leaders. Together we can say farewell to 2020. At Table Talk, we'll feed our body, soul, and spirit, and look forward to good news in 2020. Thank you to our Table Talk sponsors, Genduce's Italian Market, Shortstop Po' Boys, Sammy's Food Service and Deli, and Parish Coffee. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Monday at 7 with Cindy Clark.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering, and your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
this way. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
All right, we're back, guys, and we actually have a special guest we're getting ready to bring on, Mr. Lewis. He is our constitutional scholar, and he gives us he actually does boot camp, and so we're going to bring Lewis on. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, good evening. I'm a ditto head myself. Actually, I was one of the lucky ones to get tickets to go do the Rush Limbaugh TV show when he had it.
That's cool. That is cool. And so we're talking about this segment, Lewis, about the constitutional, the Trump's acquittal, and then basically Cassidy's
impeaching Trump,
and his basically what his how idea. Can we remove Cassidy? And we have Jacques here. Jacques has a statement, and then I want you to give your end of that. Jacques, tell us what you think. We're going to talk about Cassidy first before we get into the Hill acquittal part, is what Cassidy has done with he's basically
so-called voting his conscience.
Voting his conscience, and he's following the Constitution. So, Jacques, tell us your point, and we're going to get into this.
Well, so Cassidy and Trump both won by like 57-59% Louisiana.
Correct.
Right? So the mandate was very clear that it was the Trump agenda, siding with Trump. You know, the will of the voters is clearly against what happened, against the impeachment, against all this. And,
right.
You know, the constitutionality of this impeachment is always in question. I think most people would say it probably isn't, because he wasn't the president when he was impeached.
Right. You can only impeach a sitting president. You can't impeach a private citizen.
Right. So my whole question is, and what I'm thinking in my head is, how can we deal with senators or representatives who don't respect the will of the voters and who basically, as soon as they get in, turn on their legislative mandate that they were given by the will of the people. So especially in the case of senators, right, they're elected for 6 years, and the purpose of the Senate, the original purpose of the Senate, was to be the state's voice in Washington, the state's legislature's voice in the government. The House was for the people, the Senate was for the states. That's why there's two senators for every state. It's why there's equal representation of the 50 states.
Right.
So my question is, can we recall a senator if they stop representing the best interests of the states based on the purpose of the Senate, not necessarily the 17th Amendment, because you have to put that out of your mind, because when Article 1 was written, there was no 17th Amendment. The framers knew that senators were chosen by the legislatures to be faithful to the will of the state and the state legislatures.
Right. And so
they knew who they were putting in. This was a guy or a girl that they decided was, hey, this person is going to represent us properly.
Right. The state legislators basically should be able to remove them. And
I would say that that's worth exploring.
Give us your input on that, Lewis.
Possibly. Before the 17th Amendment, the states could probably hold a state's impeachment that the U.S. Senate would probably honor. But there is nothing in the Constitution itself that does any kind of recall. It's strictly the impeachment process is the way to remove anybody other than not voting them in again. The 17th Amendment basically weakened the state's legislature's authority and control over them by taking the power away from the states and giving it to the people, who unfortunately are like sheep and just follow the loudest person out there most of the time.
Right. Well, the 17th Amendment, the Senate of the United States shall be composed of two senators from each state elected by the people thereof for 6 years, and each senator shall have one vote. The electors in each state shall have the qualification for electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislators. So
yeah, basically what they did is that they took chosen by the legislature thereof and put it by the people thereof.
Correct.
And the whole idea of a shared power system was the Senate would represent the states, and then the House would represent the people. And then you'd have, of course, the states themselves are represented by the people who voted for the state legislatures, so you'd still have the people represented through the Senate, but with people that had a little bit more, I'd say, political savvy to be able to control the senators, which is why they're considered the more powerful House.
Right. Exactly. And so with that being said, you know, we need to, you know, what's your thoughts on abolishing the 17th Amendment?
Personally, I think we need to. I think we need to repeal it. That'll add teeth to the 10th Amendment.
I agree with that.
The idea of the United States of America is that individual sovereignty through state sovereignty granting a narrow and limited, very, very limited government to the federal government. And that was to secure the blessings of liberty and to promote the general welfare. In other words, to provide for security, a national defense, and promote the general welfare, which is not the welfare that we're talking about as a check that's handed out for food stamps, but we're talking about the general welfare as the postal system, state highways, federal highways, stuff like that,
right,
for intercommerce.
Lewis, can I ask you a question about this?
Sure.
I was reading through Thornton versus term limits, which was a Supreme Court case from 1992 about Alabama, who tried to pass term limits individually for their own senators and representatives, and it got shot down, which I agree with because term limits need to be a constitutional amendment. But in the dissent, Thomas mentions that the 10th Amendment, because it says it's not prohibited by the Constitution either, actions. And I think it would be worth the Louisiana legislature passing a bill and taking this fight up to the Supreme Court, because I think it's, especially with the purpose of the Senate didn't change, right, with the 17th Amendment, correct?
Correct.
Just the way that they were elected.
That is correct.
So since the purpose hasn't changed, then the authority of the state over the senators, you could argue, isn't changed. Would that be a fair question?
That has changed, because now they answer to the people, not to the state. And that's why the states now have to send their people up there to beg senators to send a little bit of money back.
Yeah.
Yeah, well that's a whole nother mess.
The other aspect to that you're getting to, is Article 1, Section 3 gives basically a term limit, but it says 6 years. It just doesn't say that they can't run again after the 6 years. So it gives them a position for 6 years. And other than impeachment, the Constitution doesn't say any other way of removing them.
All right, Lewis, we got to go to break real quick. Can you hang tight with us and hang on before the next segment? We're going to be right back, and we'll see you guys. Grab a cup of coffee, and we'll see you guys in just a few minutes. We're going to continue this on in the next segment.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi there, Cindy Clark here. Join me Mondays at 7 for Dinner Time Table Talk about good food, goodwill, and good news. Brought to you by Parrish Coffee. Hashtag wake up to Parrish.
Sir Speedy can help with signs, labels, packaging, menus, and other printed communications to help your employees and customers feel safe. We design, print, install, or drop off everything you need, and even provide online ordering through our website, send a file, or request quote options. Visit us at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or call us at 504-586-9812.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Thursday afternoon for our fifth season of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans basketball throughout the season, live at world-famous R&O's Restaurant in historic Bucktown from 1 to 2 p.m.
Listen up to The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 8 p.m., the dinner hour, dinner jackets or straitjackets. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover on WGSO.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dream.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. Nielsen estimates that 81 million people watched last night's presidential debate between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump. LSU political science professor Robert Hogan says viewers saw both candidates cut each other off, and there were a few Trump rants.
And I think that Hillary Clinton handled it quite well dealing with that, given that, again, this is very different than most any other debate.
Republicans say Trump showed that he's more prepared to improve the economy and law and order. As the November 8th election draws closer, more and more candidates for U.S. Senate are taking their campaigns to the airwaves. State Treasurer John Kennedy aired his first commercial during last night's Saints game. Jeremy Alford of LawPolitics.com says it was unusual that the ad was a full 60 seconds.
We usually see candidates stick to this 30-second format. Kennedy doubled that with a single buy during an expensive time frame, and this is a guy that's going to have cash to compete. Now that he's up on TV, he's going to stay on TV.
Louisiana Radio Network.
For 85 years, Mueller has been a force in the steel construction industry, producing metal products right here in the United States. Today, the Mueller organization includes 32 branches and three manufacturing facilities serving customers across many states, including the great state of Louisiana. For 85 years, we've cultivated relationships with our customers, providing exceptional service before, during, and after the sale. We provide top quality products at prices our customers can afford. For 85 years, we've produced a variety of metal products to meet our customers' needs, including metal roofing, custom steel buildings, prefabricated kit buildings, greenhouses, and so much more. For 85 years, we've garnered a record of excellence and dependability. Trust your next project to our professionals. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
Hi, my name's Martha Huckabee. I'm the president of the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. We're holding a membership drive Friday, February 19th at Andrea's Restaurant in Metairie from 11 to 1. Call 985-722-7530 or email wrcno2016@gmail.com. Annual dues, $40. We meet every third Friday. Lunch costs $37. Our purpose is to establish a place for conservative Republicans to educate themselves and to support good candidates. Let's continue fighting for our Constitutional Republic.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls.
On Friday, we'll talk to Dr. Frank Turek of Summit Ministries about the new abortion policy of the Biden administration. We'll visit with Chris Holton of the Center for Security Policy, and we'll wrap up the week with blogger extraordinaire Donna Carol Voss.
All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, 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 we're back, guys, and we're talking about Trump's acquittal and Cassidy voting against the people of Louisiana and how we can get rid of him as our U.S. senator. So weed Cassidy out of as a senator in Louisiana and replace him with a new senator that votes for the will of the people. And we have Lewis on the line talking. We're talking the Constitution, guys, and you know, it's just this whole thing is, you know, we were kind of talking at the break here and about, you know, there are ways we can get him out possibly without being expelled in Congress and from Congress, possibly charging him with a criminal charge. I mean, and one of them was Huck. What was that? What was that comment? Lewis, if you're there, kind of chime in on this. Huck, what was you saying about Cassidy getting the contract? Kind of.
Yeah. So I have a friend of mine who's it's a child that's friends with my son, and his father's in Angola, and so the mother is one of my good friends, and he said that Cassidy, Bill Cassidy, was his doctor. And he's in prison for life for under $500, three charges, three times. And so he was given a life sentence for committing three crimes that were $500 each.
Three felonies.
Three felonies at $500 because he was an addict at the time, and that's what he did.
Right.
Okay, but he's not anymore. He's clean. He's given his life to the Lord, but he has a life sentence. And he said that Cassidy is his doctor and that they're forcing him to take the vaccine, that if he doesn't take it, then he will not ever be able to see his son and his and the mother of his son again, his family. So Cassidy is his doctor. What does that say to you?
Yeah, and so basically how he got this contract. Now, he was a legislator at one time, so did he break laws? What do you think about this, Lewis?
Well, who's forcing him to stay, or is it Cassidy that's forcing him?
No, the wardens or whoever's running the Angola prison are telling him.
Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to hold Cassidy against an act, because Cassidy is just the doctor on that.
Well,
one thing we got to be careful with trying to reach out and get rid of Cassidy so quick. There is a lot of times he still votes the way we want him to vote. But if we go after him with a vengeance on this, all he's got to do is swap parties, and now the Democrats got 51-49.
Right.
U.S. Senate.
Well, they've already got.
Occasionally, his votes go with him and give him that anyway. But exactly. I'd rather 50% of the time having him than not having him at all.
He's not right. 50. I think he's more like 40.
Right. I think he votes more with the Democrats than he does with the Republicans. This is the thing, guys, and I've said this. I would rather vote for a Democrat. At least I know what I'm voting for versus voting for Cassidy. Cassidy, you don't know how he's going to vote, so you don't know what he's going to do. You don't know if he's on your side, if he's not on your side. At least not that I want a Democrat, but in this case, if it was between Cassidy and a Democrat, I most probably would vote for that Democrat for the simple fact that at least I know that Democrat. There's an old saying, keep your enemies close, your friends close and your enemies closer. You know, at least at the end of the day, I know how that Democrat's going to vote. I know what that Democrat's going to do. That's our enemy, you know. Where Bill Cassidy, you don't know what he's going to do.
The Democrats vote what their constituents want. Where, like Cassidy said, he voted his conscience. That was the same thing Joseph Kyle did.
Right.
He voted his conscience instead of voted the way that we sent him up there to vote.
Yeah, I didn't elect them. Us,
he represented himself.
Right. I didn't elect them to vote their conscience.
So
I elected them to represent me and what we sent them there for, not his conscience.
Exactly. And here's the thing here. We could possibly have him charged with a crime for basically, there's an old saying, you can't have taxation without representation. So
if you want to look for a crime, I would suggest looking into that school that him and his wife started for his children.
Okay. Yeah.
Or the assessment of his multi-million-dollar LSU home. Lakes home at $300,000,
and not paying taxes on it, right?
Yes,
the proper amount of tax.
Right. I also heard rumors that he's supposed to be taking money, claiming he was a doctor while he was still in Washington D.C. So how could he be claiming hours of being a doctor for LSU?
But
Right. Being in Washington.
Well, how can he be the doctor for claiming and taking money to be the doctor at Angola if he's in Washington, D.C., being our U.S. senator?
So he's That's being my paid case. For the contract, but he's not the actual doctor treating the prisoners.
Just reviewing records, and it's a way of paying him some money.
Right. And so it's a question. How did he get this contract when he was state legislator?
Can we back up just a second, Lewis? I wanted to ask you. So, getting back to the question of a possible way to get to a recall, since the 17th Amendment's kind of gummed up the works on how the Constitution originally set up the legislature, you know, we have the check and balance on the legislature on SCOTUS and the legislature on the president of an impeachment. You know, as far as that and their accountability to each other, and of course, the executive branch can always charge members of Congress who've committed crimes with crimes, but that's not, you know, necessarily, that's a criminal thing. That's not a constitutional issue.
Right.
So right now, and I was reading this paper from the Congressional Research Service in 2012, which it's them investigating themselves to see if they can be removed. So take that with a grain of salt. But
right.
Since the 17th Amendment now changed it, can we possibly institute a recall on a general election? So maybe like put it on the ballot for 2022. Do you want to recall Senator Cassidy? And you just list it there and let the voters decide.
Well, everything can be tried. It's going to be depending on what the Supreme Court allows to happen.
Right.
I have a question. I'm under the impression that under the omnibus bill that was passed for COVID, the first one, that they removed the power from the Federal Reserve and it was given to the state treasury. If that's so, then that would possibly undo the 16th Amendment because that was for the Federal Reserve?
I'd have to really study that one a little bit to see exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not super familiar.
So it's like in the 800 pages, like 880 or something of the omnibus bill. You can see where they removed the power from the Federal Reserve and gave it to the Treasury Department. I read it myself. Would that, you know, that's it. I'm just thinking since the Federal Reserve was the 16th Amendment, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, so
that's
I'm wondering.
Not like they don't know what the feds. That'd be real news, very shattering.
I think that had more to do with some fiscal powers. It wasn't like a full transfer, but certain aspects. But I really have to look at it too. I hadn't heard anything about that.
All right. Well, we'll have to come back with that,
yeah,
huh?
That would probably be another show.
Okay.
Right.
As the press secretary likes to say, we'll have to circle back.
Yes, circle back.
But she never does. We will.
Right, exactly. So the constitutionality of this whole thing, Bill Cassidy he violated the civil rights of the people of Louisiana. And what I think here on this whole key point is what we can do is bring charges against Bill Cassidy for violation. The state needs to sue Bill Cassidy for representation without taxation. Taxation without representation. I'll set it backwards. That's a Biden moment, guys. So, you know, we basically, and a lot of people, Huck was asking this question, and, you know, for the ones
Explain
that don't
it.
Understand us, guys, we pay taxes. We pay federal taxes to the federal government. Bill Cassidy is supposed to be representing the people of Louisiana, and he's not. He represented himself. And so at this point, we, the state, should be able to sue Bill Cassidy for not representing our views and what we wanted. 60% of the state voted for Trump. We didn't vote for Biden. And he's supposed to represent the 60% because 60 is bigger than 30 or 40, actually. 60 is bigger than 40. Then if you go to Obama school, 40 is bigger than 60. But we're in realistic, guys. 60% of the people, the majority, says we want Trump. Who are you, Bill Cassidy, to sit there and go against the people and say this man committed a crime when he didn't. And that brings it into this, because can we play this? If we got 1 minute, actually we'll take it on the next break here, because we only have 1 minute on this break. So that brings it into this whole point of if Trump committed a crime, then every single politician out there committed a crime, every one of them. So we got to go to break. Lewis, thanks for joining in today. We appreciate you calling in, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, and by the way, it wouldn't affect the 16th Amendment, which you was asking. I just reread the 16th Amendment. That wouldn't affect it at all.
Okay, great, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lewis.
Guys, grab a cup of coffee. We'll see you back in just a few minutes.
I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
My name's Martha Huckabee. I'm the president of the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. We're holding a membership drive Friday, February 19th at Andrea's Restaurant in Metairie from 11 to 1. Call 985-722-7530 or email wrcno2016@gmail.com. Annual dues, $40. We meet every third Friday. Lunch costs $37. Our purpose is to establish a place for conservative Republicans to educate themselves and to support good candidates. Let's continue fighting for our Constitutional Republic.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Atomic batteries are powerful. Turbines are speed.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess
you recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans.
The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all.
Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Hi, this is Mimi Owens.
And I'm Jeff Carrier.
And we're moving on up.
Our show, He Said, She Said, is now moving to a new time, Mondays at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO.
Check out the He Said, She Said Facebook page where you can watch us live.
Also on the TuneIn Radio app on 990 AM and, of course, WGSO.com.
We're excited to be on Drive Time, where we'll continue to discuss our local and national issues.
So join us for lively banter, interesting topics, great guests, and your phone calls.
That's He Said, She Said, Mondays at 5 p.m.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway. Open 24 hours a day. The place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall. God is in the workplace. And everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
All right, we're back, guys, and we're going to jump right into this because we don't have a whole lot of time. We still got a lot to cover, plus we want to try to get to our callers, guys. So let's play this real quick, because if Trump incited insurrection, let's play this first one from Maxine Waters. Play this.
Wow. What a moving evening this is. I am sitting here listening, watching, absorbing, thinking about Ali, even though I never met him. And with this kind of inspiration, I will go and take Trump out tonight.
So she will go and take Trump. She made a threat against the presidency of the United States. Now, if I threaten the president of the United States right now, Secret Service. If I made a threat against Biden like that, I would be put under the jail. I'm sorry.
And to take someone out means to kill them.
Exactly.
She wasn't talking about taking him out to dinner?
No.
That would be, I would pay to watch that dinner.
Exactly. Exactly. Can we play the next one, the next clip? Because we really want to roll into this because we still have a lot to cover, guys.
The House
Listen
manager spoke about rhetoric, about a constant drumbeat of heated language. Well, as I'm sure everyone watching expected, we need to show you some of their own words.
Their own words.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
You got to be ready to throw a punch. You have to be ready to throw a punch.
Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
That I thought he should have punched him in the face.
Feel like punching him.
I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Take them out now.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Okay, we can pause it here. Guys, so these guys threaten to assassinate the president of the United States, but yet they got away with the get out of free jail, get out of free jail card.
Yes, so Nancy Pelosi and Spartacus want to punch Trump in the face.
Exactly.
I just can't add
He's speechless.
Much to that. It's
disgusting.
It's the double standard.
Guys, so It's such a double standard. And so real quick, we're going to jump back onto this, but we want Dave, because of time wise, and then Huck's got something to say. Dave, let's go into Dave's numbers real quick and some quick points.
Guys, go to libertyorlockdown.live. Look at the link over on the right. I believe it says more, and you click on it, it says Mr. Prentice. Anyway, quick summary. COVID is basically over. If you look at the numbers right now, they're the lowest they've been in 4 months. It's about to be the lowest it's been in 8 months. And people are just barely anybody is getting sick anymore. We had 515 today out of 4.6 million. And almost nobody is dying. 13 today out of 4.6 million. So go look on NOLA.com. I'm going to give a little free plug there. NOLA.com. Go about a fourth of the way down the page, and you'll see a gray bar that says about COVID information. And you click on that and you say, well, wait a minute. Look, I see there are three bumps where we had an increase, a decrease, an increase, a decrease, an increase. We're over it. So go to that on NOLA.com and look a fourth of the way down the page, coronavirus in Louisiana, current data on cases and so forth. And you'll see it's pretty much over. So, guys, we need to recall Mayor Cantrell. I know we're about out of time. But go on Facebook to the Recall LaToya Cantrell page and get involved, please.
Guys, yes, please. Let's get that done. And also join the Freedom Social Network, guys, because you can we have a group started on that, and you can go to our groups.
Yeah, and the way they're deceiving you, again, is this John Bell Edwards is taking the COVID deaths, which are 95,000 plus, and he's dividing it, applying it to the cases, the COVID cases, which are about 250,000 plus.
It's 8,500 deaths.
Okay, so it's 8,500? I thought it was 95.
It's about 8,500 over the course since last March.
Okay, so 8,500 deaths, and John Bell Edwards is applying it to the cases,
versus
which
the
jacks up the percentage, makes it like 26%, makes it crazy high, and that's what makes a pandemic. But if you take the deaths and you divide it against the population, it's less than a half of a percent.
Right, it's way below the normal death rate.
Therefore, it's not a pandemic, and they don't get the money that they would be getting.
Right. I say this all the time. You can have 1,000 people in a room, locked in a room. You test three of them for COVID. Two of them has COVID.
67% positive rate.
Exactly. And there's still 1,000 people, so there's still 997 people in that room that don't have it. But yet there's a 67% positivity rate. Come on, guys. Get over yourself. You know, it's over. Time to open up America.
8,500 out of 4.7 million people in Louisiana.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's jump back because you had something you want to read real quick because I know time's running out.
It's okay.
You don't want to read that? I wanted to jump back to this because I think, you know, what's McConnell's statement.
McConnell's statement.
McConnell's statement on Trump. And then I'm going to read what Trump said about McConnell.
So McConnell hints at a criminal prosecution for Trump and says former president bears responsibility for the Capitol breach.
I say bring it. Come on, FBI. Do it. I dare you.
Yep.
Trump
would eat him alive.
Yeah. This is McConnell's statement. President Trump is particularly and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day. No question about it, McConnell said Saturday. The people who stormed this building believed they were acting on the wishes and instructions of their president, and having that belief was a foreseeable consequence of the growing crescendo of false statements, conspiracy theories, and reckless hyperbole, which the defeated president kept shouting into the large megaphone on planet Earth. He hinted that he would support a criminal case against Trump. McConnell said President Trump is still liable for everything he did while he was in office as an ordinary citizen unless the statute of limitation is run. McConnell said, didn't get away with anything yet. Whatever our ex-president claims he thought might happen that day, whatever reaction he says he meant to produce by the afternoon, we know he was watching the same live television as the rest of us. A mob was assaulting the Capitol in his name. These criminals were carrying his banners, hanging his flags, and screaming their loyalty to him. It was obvious he could end this, McConnell said. No, instead, according to public reports, he watched television happily as the chaos unfolded.
And this is Trump's response to that. Mitch is a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack. And if Republican senators are going to stay with him, they will not win again. Trump said that in a statement 3 days after McConnell exonerated him, following the former president's second impeachment trial on the charges of inciting a deadly attack of the U.S. Capitol. Guys, if Trump incited that riot, I'm a female. And I promise you, I'm not a female.
Well, if you were,
I would be another one.
I got to say, Huck, you definitely sell Mitch McConnell's words better than he does. Because we're here, we're just gonna sit there and mumble a little bit in our accent, and we're gonna talk about amendments, and we're gonna get some bipartisanship and some bills passed and some amendments, and everything's going. We're not gonna shut down. We're gonna keep business as usual going in the Senate.
I can't
stand him. There's not a person on earth that can make his voice.
Exactly. Well, you know, at the end of the day, him and Biden need to get put in a nursing home
and
together.
Biden, all of them
out. They need to go. And so, guys, we have to go. We are out of time again, as usual. But stay tuned for next week, Liberty of Lockdown. I'm Clay.
I'm Huck.
And we have
Jacques
as our special guest. Guys, may God bless you, and we'll see you next week.
He loves his wife, and sees that wife. Decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day is Independence Day. She's Golden Rule, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the Pledge of Allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white, blue, flying high on the farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says,
hi, my name's Martha Huckabee. I'm the president of the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. We're holding a membership drive Friday, February 19th at Andrea's Restaurant in Metairie from 11 to 1. Call 985-722-7530 or email wrcno2016@gmail.com. Annual dues, $40. We meet every third Friday. Lunch costs $37. Our purpose is to establish a place for conservative Republicans to educate themselves and to support good candidates. Let's continue fighting for our Constitutional Republic.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hey, this is William Wallace with William Wallace for America. You can hear me on Tuesday nights from 5 to 6 here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.